This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado legislature ended its session Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this term will likely be remembered for a number of laws about guns.
Democrats passed a significant package of stricter gun laws, including a three-day waiting period to buy a firearm, the minimum age to purchase to 21, expanding extreme risk protection orders, making it easier to sue gun manufacturers, and banning ghost guns. That is a lot more bills than they've ever done in a single session before.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Colorado voters will decide on a property tax proposal this November. Lawmakers approved the proposal for the ballot just before the end of the session. If voters say yes, property tax bills will be reduced, but so will Tabor refunds for a decade. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was held in contempt of court Friday for lying to a judge about a video she took in court last February. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Peters was fined $1,500 and did not receive jail time. Peters is facing more serious charges on accusations that she copied election information from county computers and used stolen identification to do that. That trial begins this fall. Life expectancy in Colorado has a big gap in health equity. CPR's John Daly explains how tobacco use is one reason.
White Coloradans can expect at birth to live 79 years, several years longer than both Hispanic and Black Coloradans. That's driven by various health disparities, including tobacco use. Denver resident Lawrence Miles is trying to quit smoking Newport cigarettes, a brand aggressively marketed to Black Coloradans.
It's one of the toughest battles that I've ever had to fight. I'm a pretty strong person, you know, but with cigarettes, it's like I have no willpower.
Cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., but those who quit can see their health rebound substantially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News.